everyone. I'm Mandy. I'm a senior studying early childhood and elementary education, and this is the story of how Jesus has been working in my heart since I was 8. I grew up in a family of 6 girls with both my parents going to church every Sunday, and when I was 8, I was baptized and accepted Jesus into my heart, so I knew from a young age that Jesus loved me, but to what capacity? Here's what the Lord has taught me. I am fully loved and fully known. I grew up in a small town where gossip tended to lead conversations, so the idea of being fully loved and fully known seems incompatible. My natural response was to only share about the good parts of my life and share those parts with people that I considered my friends. Superficial love and acceptance felt fulfilling enough. From the outside perspective, my family looked pretty good, and for the most part, I would agree. But like many families, this was not always the case. For most of my childhood, I witnessed my oldest sister struggle with her addiction to alcohol. And of course, this was something my parents didn't want us to talk about, so I kept it a secret. Coming home from a cross-country meet in middle school, I overheard my teammates discussing how my sister had been in the newspaper, and I realized that this secret was no longer just between my family and I. Yet, this idea of telling people about the hard things in my life just felt difficult, and my fear of rejection was greater than my desire to be known. Now, things with my sister began to get slightly better, but the pattern of keeping things to myself followed me for years. Learning how to look okay on the outside, even though things felt heavy on the inside. And okay, now we're going to flash forward to senior year. This is when I began to take my faith into my own hands. I joined a youth group with my sisters, learning what it looks like to walk with Christ, and I started reading my Bible more consistently. I had a really solid friend group who I felt like knew me well, and life was pretty good. Like I said, it was senior year, so that was hype. But this happiness I was experiencing came to a halt on January 1st of 2022 when one of my best friends took his life. The grief that I was experiencing did not feel real until I walked into school that next Monday. As I took a step into the building, I immediately was hit with a wall of grief, and yeah, I realized 2 things in that moment. 1, this was real, and 2, no matter how hard I tried to look okay, the hurt was still apparent. And honestly, I don't remember a ton from this time period of grief, except that everything felt pretty dark and heavy, and I began to question whether or not God was a good God. I clung to my friends who were experiencing the same loss as me, and this became my support. Yet, as we know, broken people cannot fully hold up one another on their own strength. I watched as these cracks in ourselves began to create divides in our friendships. Coming to college, I was terrified that I wouldn't experience the deep friendships that I created in high school due to this shared experience, and I had my doubts on how good God was, but for whatever reason, I still had hope. As I started fall semester, the Lord met me. I got involved with Crew, where I created friendships with people who poured into me, reminded me of the Lord's love, and who created space for me to lean into vulnerability. Fall retreat my sophomore year, Nick and Amy Stapleton preached about being fully loved and fully known, and this changed my heart deeply. I began to understand that being fully known is such a sweet reminder of the Lord's character, that he is gracious, steadfast in love, gentle, and compassionate. As I continued to grow in my faith, I began to confess and surrender parts of my life to the Lord that felt difficult. And as he does, he showed me grace and released me from these chains of sin. He gave me deeper friendships than I had before, and not because of similar traumatic experiences, but because of similar transformative experiences due to the blood of Christ. The same thing that ignited fear and kept me in bondage is now the thing I can walk freely in because of the confidence I have in my Savior. I am fully loved and fully known. In John 4, the story of the Samaritan woman is written. And if you don't know this story, I'd love to talk to you about it. It's incredibly rich. But Jesus begins to tell this woman everything that she has ever done and then reveals to her that he is the Messiah. And her response is reflective of the freedom we can walk in because of Christ. As it is written in Romans 8, 1 and 2, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. The woman responds in joy and freedom. John 4:28 and 29 reads, "So the woman left her water jug and went away into the town and said to the people, 'Come, see a man who has told me everything I ever did.'" She was joyous, and she ran to share about the heart of Jesus, that he fully knows us and loves us. When God has revealed himself to you and I, we are set free from sin and receive eternal life. So why wouldn't our first reaction be similar to the woman at the well? The Son of Man came down to earth to die as a sacrifice for you and I, so that we would no longer have to face death and instead receive life in abundance. As I continue to walk in my faith, my greatest prayer is that this news would never become old to me, that my heart would overflow with the joy of the good news. And if you are a believer, I pray this for you as well. If you are not a believer, hear me when I say this. You are not too far gone from the gospel, and you are not too far gone from the Father. He is waiting for you to come to him, to fulfill the desires of your heart, and to crown you a daughter or son of the Lord Most High. Walking with Jesus continues to be a daily surrender to the Lord. And although I'm not perfect in this, I know that where I fall short, his grace runs deep. I invite you all to take a next step towards Jesus and experience his goodness. If any of this resonated with you, or you'd just like to chat after 180, I'll be down here. I'm Mandy, and this has been my 180 story. Thank you.